Check, check.
Check.
There's the echo again.
Oh. I fiddled around with the knob. No, is that?
Check, check. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I think that's
right. Welcome to Never Not Talking. This is your host, Patrick Fillmore and Danielle Faubert.
Oh, God. I don't know.
What are you doing, Moncton?
It was a little aggressive.
That was a little bit aggressive.
But you could still be pumped from the Super Bowl, even though you didn't watch the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I could be pumped. I am pumped about other things, though.
So. You have a natural... I've told you this before, Patrick. You have a natural joie de vivre. It's a good quality.
I try to live.
I think that's like a nature thing you're born with, and then depending on how you're nurtured is going to depend on how much joie de vivre you can hang on to the older you get.
Oh, yeah. It's like that thing they say where you're born with so many fucks to give and you keep giving fucks out as your life goes on and you get to a certain age where you're like, I don't have a lot of fucks left, so I can't give a fuck because I don't have a whole lot left in my pocket.
That's true. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Do you want to talk about the photo shoot we just did?
Yes. So I just took some portraits of Danielle because I am doing a photography project, which I am calling 100 faces in 100 days. So basically, I'm trying to do 100 portraits, 100 headshots in 100 days, consecutive days. About 10 minutes. How long was it we were out there for? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
Yeah, okay. So like 10-minute sessions. I'm charging $20 a session.
Yeah, and you made me look fantastic.
Yeah, I'm trying to get facial expressions in like a real visceral human reaction, very real shots of people laughing and, you know, just, you know, all the features in their face,
all the different emotions or just happy emotions.
Well, I'm trying to get what makes you. So if you're not a happy person, then I guess we could make it not a happy portrait, but it would be cool to be able to get all the spectrum of emotions in a facial shot.
You could have a coffee table book.
Oh yeah,
the Patrick Fillmore photography coffee table book.
A coffee, and then I can make the coffee table book fold out like it's a coffee table.
I wondered if you were gonna get there.
Yeah, no, I was like, how do I say this? The end of the 100 days, I would like to make a collage of every single face, just kind of side by side,
with mine right in the center.
Yeah, yours
a little bit bigger.
Yours is gonna be blown up. Right. Yeah, you're gonna be. Well, you know how like you can make those mosaics where you have multiple pictures that make a bigger picture?
Yes.
You're going to be the bigger picture.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Paul has a little home office and there's a wall that he faces, basically sits in front of the wall. I was thinking I'd like to get a floor to ceiling, side to side, just mural of my face, like to go up like wallpaper, but it's just one shot of my... Can you just giant headshots the whole wall?
He'll love that.
Oh, yeah. Just remind him every day why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, why he's married to you.
Yeah, do it for her.
Love it.
Okay, you want to talk about updates from Mel's business. You've got an update for us from Pura Bells and
Design? Yeah, so last week we had our first wedding venue showcase.
Wow.
At the Tire Shack Brewing Company.
That's where I went for that trivia night.
Oh, really?
It was great there.
Did you go? Were you in like the main beer place or like in the events hall? Because there's like they had that whole extension built.
Right close to where I live? Or the one that's over on John Street?
The one on John Street.
Oh, okay. I have not been to that one. I've only been to this one. The one closer to where I live.
Oh, you're thinking of Tidenbore, I think.
You're
thinking of Tidenbore.
I know exactly what you're talking about now. I've never been in there, but it looks very nice.
Yes. So basically with what Mel did is she decorated the entire venue, and like the event spot, as a mock wedding. Well, it was a mock wedding. It was to show what the potential of the venue looked like as a wedding. And it was open to the public. So you did have to get a ticket, which was free, but you still had to register for a ticket.
Okay.
And there was a DJ on site. I was on site taking some pictures of people. There was a 360 photo booth by Ars Media, which is just like a camera that spins around you and takes like a video
That's so you could have that at your wedding.
Yeah. They're all wedding vendors that could sell things. But yeah, the first one was this was last week, and the next one is next week at the Bricks.
Ooh, I want to see that place.
Yeah. Yeah, you could even, if you want
to. Why didn't I go to the first one?
I don't know. You could register for the next one. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'll be the Bricks will be decorated like a wedding venue. Wow. But it's not going to be a wedding. It's going to be open to the public. You'll need a ticket to get in. But
so if you were somebody who's getting ready to plan a wedding, what a great, it's like open houses for buying houses. You get to see what exactly the venue would look like. That's a great idea.
Yeah. It's a 2-hour event.
Okay.
I don't remember.
How many people showed up at the one you did at the Tire Shack?
We had over 100 tickets not sold, but 100 reserved. Tickets reserved. It's about over 70 people were actually made it. So excellent. That's amazing good. Turnout.
That is.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to find, okay, the Bricks is next Tuesday the 20th.
Tuesday the 20th of April.
Of February.
Right.
Are we in April already?
I have no idea where April came from.
We're February today.
The 20th of February, from what to what time?
From 5 to 7.
From 5 to 7 p.m.
Yeah.
At the Bricks.
At the Bricks.
I've been waiting to check that place out.
Yeah.
I know one of the owners.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's the only owner, but I know one of the owners.
Every vendor is doing this for free.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So last week at the Tire Shack, we had Krista J as the DJ.
Wow.
So she volunteered her time. We had Cheers, who volunteered some time with some food. And
what a great idea.
Ours Media came for free. Mel decorated for free. It was all the vendors gave their time. And yeah, it's really to promote each other as planners and as a wedding vendors. So yeah, same thing at the Bricks. It's a free event that Mel is planning, but all these vendors are participating as part of
the same ones, or are they going to be different ones?
I think they're going to be different because they're going to be DJ Markowski at the Bricks. I think there's going to be the 360 photo booth again, but there's going to be some different ones, different photographer as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do you have any idea if I wanted
an event space?
Yeah, I want to throw myself a party.
It definitely costs money. They definitely won't give it to you for free.
I know that, unless it would somehow benefit the venue in some way.
I know the Knights of Columbus or the Old Age Club.
Club Dash Dog.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll do it for cheap because they get the liquor.
Oh, right. Right?
They get the liquor sales.
Yeah, no offense. I've been to many, many events over the years at those establishments, but I'm looking for something a little more upscale.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
It's got to be a little bit bougie.
Yeah.
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 So it's so funny that you had this great information about Pura Belza Design. Because do you know what the first thing I wanted to talk to you about today was?
You said something. You said something about an inverted pyramid.
Yeah, that's later. But right now, what I wrote down.
Okay.
Wedding insurance.
Oh.
I do not know if you remember this or not.
We had a conversation when Mel was on the air. Yeah.
I thought of the idea of wedding cancellation insurance in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Maybe because I had such an eventful wedding. And I realized, oh, if we cancel this, everything is gone. Like if we canceled this 2 days before, the day before. When I was working, we were a health insurance company. We are a health insurance company. And trip cancellation is a very common thing. And for me, it just made so much sense. It didn't seem like it would be a big leap if you already offer trip cancellation insurance to offer wedding cancellation insurance.
Yeah.
And I pitched that idea to every single person at our place of work from director up any chance I had until I stopped working. So up till 2019.
And none of them gave in.
No, none of them bit. And some of them laughed at me and some of them were kind of rude about it. And this year, because my husband reads all the information that comes out from insurance companies, he saw it.
Oh.
And he's like, Danielle, it's your wedding insurance. I'm like, I knew somebody was going to do it. But when he saw it, he was like, oh my gosh, you've been talking about this for 20 years. Somebody finally did it. And I said, who's doing it? And he said, I don't know. I have to go back and read it. But I don't think I've circled back to ask him.
Yeah, because after we had that conversation, I was talking to Mel about it. And she said that she thought it wasn't insurance companies who did it, but there were companies that took on the risk and did offer that type of insurance.
Mm-hmm. Well, so this now is like a whole wedding insurance package that you buy, and it covers the deposits you made to all your vendors, or, you know, whatever other money you have to shell out.
Yeah.
Because the thing about, the reason why I kept talking about it at work is because I think it is a really important, useful product, and I don't think it's something that would have a particularly high claims experience. It happens.
It happens, but it's the not risk is low.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, there's going to be medical things, and yes, sometimes people break up, but, I mean, that doesn't happen that frequently.
How do you stop fraud, though?
What would be the fraud? Pretending you're having a wedding but never intentionally planning to have the wedding?
Yeah, pretending to have the wedding and then have all your friends, not friends, but people you know, be the vendors who are charging you, and you pay, you give them money, like a deposit.
And they'd have to give you receipts and stuff, and they'd have to pretend to be real vendors, because you couldn't just say, I paid Jacqueline
$5,000
for flowers, yeah.
Yeah, but then you say, well, we're breaking up, so we want our insurance, and then the insurance pays out.
That's a good question.
Like, how would they investigate each vendor? Would the vendor have to be registered, like a provider?
Oh, my God.
It sounds complicated. All we think
of, how do they do it for trips?
So you know they're real. Work in an insurance company.
Somebody could fake buying a trip, and then, you know what I mean? How do you prove you actually had the trip? You got to show receipts, and they have to look like real receipts. And
Yeah, but like, I feel like trip is like, you know, Air Canada. That's pretty legit. Yeah, there's like, unless the trip you're buying is like some,
well, you know, like a resort. Country. Like, couldn't in theory somebody make up a resort? It's going to be the Sassy Pants Resort in Veradero, and just like mock up some, what a receipt would look like if you paid for your trip online and they emailed you a receipt.
You know, I haven't thought that far ahead to see if, I don't even know if people do that for travel insurance. Send a fraudulent claim like that. That sounds pretty crazy.
I feel like, I mean, of course anything could happen. It would be quite an amount of effort and risk. And I feel like for the amount of times that might actually happen, it's probably not worth not having the product. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I never thought about that.
I mean, I'm sure you could Google the resort and it'll show up.
Oh, yeah, right, too. Yeah, it should have to have a website and all that kind of stuff.
But where it's a wedding and vendors are more local, like you could have, you know, a flower farm. Like, yeah. You don't know if that flower farm is legit in Sussex, New Brunswick.
Right.
Maybe they don't have a website.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting thought.
Because we don't have a website.
And we're super legit.
Yeah, never not talking. We're going to charge you
so legit.
Do you want $10,000 to do a podcast at your wedding? And then you're going to pay us. And then you're going to cancel your wedding.
No, I want to really podcast from people's weddings.
That would be cool.
We could interview the guests and interview the wedding party, and we'd be like, you know, when you go see events like Pitch Perfect, we'd be the two commentators in the booth.
Oh, like not the judges, but
the judges.
I don't think it's the judges. It's
the commentators,
the
right?
On air,
yeah,
live.
We'll be like, oh, that's a beautiful dress. I understand. It's a whatever, whatever, whatever. And then you'd be like, and here she comes down. Here they come down the aisle.
You know what?
And
I think you're on a subsidy.
Oh my God, that'd be hysterical.
I'm gonna bring this up to Mel. If there's any clients who wants on air podcasts,
we'll record it while it's happening. And so when it's like having a wedding video, but having people comment, because you know how boring it is to just watch wedding videos because nobody's really talking.
Yeah.
But this would be colorful, funny commentating on it. Just be like,
and have a video going so that shows both of us talking, but showing like what we're looking at.
Yeah, like a split screen or something. Yeah. And we could be like, did you know there's a racist relative? Racist relative alert. Let's go find. We can't let Granny know that she's knocked up. So yeah. We understand this is drama it's unfolding like, in front of us at the wedding.
It's like, do you think this couple has had sex before marriage? It's like, and then this priest looks at you sideways, and you're like, oh, maybe we should have said that.
Pat, can you imagine how hysterical a wedding commentator team would have been at my wedding?
Oh, my God. Look at the bandages on his face.
The cast. He's looking a little pale. Do you think he's going to make it through it's the like ceremony?
This looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
I don't know. It's getting kind of warm in here. He looks like he's going to pass out. That could have been hysterical.
You know, I think you're onto something here.
First of all, I'm always onto something all of the time. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why more people don't listen to me. Wedding insurance? Hello. I yacked about that for 20 years before somebody picked up on it.